Prevention of asthma attacks is a really important thing, and to help children avoid needing hospital care, the Sheffield Children's Hospital is telling us about a brand new app. It can help severe asthma. And one thing it does is gives a warning about impending attacks. Dr. Sean Clarkson is the programme manager at Yorkshire and Humber Academic Health Science Network and is with us on BBC Radio Sheffield. Good afternoon to you, Sean.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Tell us then what can happen during a severe asthma attack.
So if you think for a child who's out in a school playground playing with their friends, all of a sudden they might start to feel a little bit out of breath, a little bit short of breath. All of a sudden, that initial symptom can really, really deteriorate quickly. So they can go from feeling a little bit lightheaded, feeling a little bit faint, through to a full asthma attack, which ultimately results in an ambulance being called, an admission to A&E that's unplanned. For a child, obviously huge impact on the quality of life. So anything that we can do to try and reduce the potential for that obviously has huge impact.
I suppose as well, the actual symptoms themselves are really frightening for the child.
Absolutely, and particularly in younger children who don't really understand what the symptoms are and how asthma works. And one of the big things about asthma is understanding the condition. So education is a really, really big point. So understanding what the triggers for a specific child are. Because one child might be triggered by pollen, for example. Another child might be triggered by changes in the weather conditions. So understanding that on a patient-by-patient level is really important.
And how's asthma treated in hospital? If it's a severe attack, what do you do?
So normally, if it's an unplanned A&E admission, child will be admitted to hospital and will be treated through a normal A&E referral pathway. For children who have moderate to severe asthma, they're under a very strict plan. So normally they'll see the clinician at secondary care every few months. They'll work with the clinician to understand how their asthma has been managed throughout the past few months, whether they've had any unplanned attacks, what the result of that attack's been, and try to really get to the bottom of the triggers. And then by understanding the triggers a lot better over the next few months, hopefully they can work on that. So when they see those triggers, they can take their inhaler, hopefully preventing any attacks.
So how does this app work then? What does it do?
So one of the key things about this app is education. So like I was saying earlier on, it really supports parents, children, friends, family of a child with asthma to understand how the condition works and how it impacts the child. So it works in a few different ways. One is obviously this education piece. Secondly, is being able to track asthma. So it wirelessly connects to inhalers that children use, tracks when these inhalers are used, and almost produces an asthma diary. Parents can go into the app and log any unplanned asthma attacks or anything like that, and it really produces this story about how the asthma impacts the child. So it allows the parents, allows the children to understand how asthma is impacting their lives. But importantly, if you think that a child under secondary care might go and see their consultant 3 or 4 times a year, obviously very short amounts of time throughout the year. For the rest of the year, they're out there on their own. So the education's a big important point, but being able to take a diary of how your asthma has impacted your life over the last few months to a secondary care appointment really has huge potential for the clinician to look at the data, be able to say what are the triggers been, how has it impacted you, and then put together an action plan which is stored in the app for the next few months of specific things to work on to try and reduce those unplanned attacks.
Now it's being trialled, isn't it? And you're still looking for people to come on the trial?
Absolutely. So we've been working with Aseptica, who's the company behind the app, and also with Sheffield Children's Hospital for a good few years now. We started the trial earlier on this year. The trial's ongoing in the Sheffield area, and we're very keen to get children recruited to the trial. So, you know, any children which are under secondary care, under the care of Sheffield Children's Hospital, and if the children are interested, if the parents are interested, speak to the hospital, speak to the clinicians at the hospital, and they'll be more than happy to get you involved in the trial.
And the trial, for those people who've been on it, have they found the whole thing?
Huge potential. So we've got some lovely patient stories of how the Asthma Plus Me app has impacted their lives. So stories about children who were really worried to go and stay at friends' houses, worried to go and stay at family's houses overnight because they didn't know what might happen, how their asthma might change. Through use of the app, they understand themselves, they understand their condition a lot better. So they feel a lot more confident to be able to go and do everything that a normal 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old would do. Go and have sleepovers with friends, go and on days out with family and so on. So massive impact on quality of life.
Sean, many thanks for popping in and telling us about that. It's great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Sean Clarkson, then Programme Manager in Yorkshire at Humber Academic Health Science Network.